The Scholar Athlete Award is back for year number 34, and a former Marquette skier credits sports with learning lifelong skills. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. Applications are now being accepted for the MHSAA Scholar Athlete Award presented by Farm Bureau Insurance. 32 student athletes will eventually be selected to receive $2,000 college scholarships. This is the 34th year of working with Farm Bureau on these awards. Since the 1988-89 school year, Farm Bureau has handed out nearly $1 million in scholarships for the Scholar Athlete Award. Everything you need to apply can be found online at MHSAA.com, and the application deadline is Friday, December 2nd. Winners will be announced in February and honored during the boys' basketball finals at the Breslin Center in East Lansing in March. Seniors with an unrounded 3.5 or better grade point average who have earned at least one varsity letter in an MHSAA-sponsored sport are eligible to apply. Game balls this week go to Michigan Center's Noah Wisniewski. He scored the lone goal in a 1-0 win over Brooklyn Columbia Central. The win was Michigan Center's third of the season. Celine swimmer Angela Sanna. The junior won two individual events, the 100 and 200 yard freestyles, and was a part of two relay wins at the SEC Red Meet. And to East Lansing sophomore Jace Clarizio. He scored the go-ahead touchdown and had a game-sealing interception in a 36-30 win over DeWitt.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
One of the biggest complaints people make about professional soccer is never knowing how much time is really left in the game. The clock counts up from zero, and the referee can add time at their discretion. But that's not the case in high school soccer. To start with, halves are 40 minutes, not 45. The clock starts at 40 and counts down. And when players are injured and the ball is not in play, the clock will stop, and then restart when action is ready to continue. In the last 5 minutes of the game, the clock stops for substitutions by the leading team, so a coach can't stall by sending in a new player. When the clock hits zero and the buzzer sounds, the game is over. There's no guessing how much added time there is. The end of the game is the end of the game.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. On June 23rd, 1972, Title IX was signed into law. In the 50 years since, millions of girls have participated in an MHSAA-sponsored sport, and that number continues to grow every year. We've celebrated their numerous contributions and achievements in a variety of ways the past year, and will continue to do so leading up to the 25th annual Women in Sports Leadership Conference in October. Today, we highlight Maddie Stern. Stern graduated from Marquette, where she is the latest in a long line of ski greats. She captured an individual title in the 2022 Division I Giant Slalom and finished eighth in the slalom. During her 4 years at Marquette, the Redettes won two team state titles and had a runner-up finish.
We can't forget about the times of struggle and pain when a run doesn't go as planned due to a fall or other circumstance. But learn to overcome these struggles and hardships, to learn and fix our mistakes to become a better skier. Using the skills I've learned as a skier with determination, grit, and passion, I can apply them to my day-to-day life as we begin to navigate college. So to me, competing as a female athlete isn't just about being a ski racer. It's about learning life skills that help me on and off the ski hill.
For more information on the WISL conference or for previous Title IX at 50 Spotlights, please check out MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thank you for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.